Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do more healings with everybody. So if you're brand new to the show, I'd like you all, if you haven't done this already, just scroll down, find Creation Light Ship Healing, scroll down, and click on Creation Light Ship Healing, then, scroll down again, and then go to the light beam, which is about an inch or so on your scroll bar going down, and I'm bringing her up right now on my computer. We're going to first energize her. So I'm just moving my mouse around here. There we go. And going down a little bit here. Oh, there she is. Okay. And just watch her photograph here. And this is a picture that a lady who actually was on the light ship on one of my Saturday calls, who's an artist, and she saw her, and she sketched her real time. And we have a lot of fun with this photograph. Sometimes the actual lady, we'll call her the light being that is who she sketched, will come through. Other times, other light beings want to come through the same image here. And they all look kind of similar. And we bring in the male energies, too, sometimes. So it's kind of a lot of fun. And I think we'll bring in some males in this time. A lot of people like the males because they're a little different energy. So we'll bring in some males here. And the males come in always in a group of three, where sometimes the females will come in by themselves. And why, I don't know. But that's the way they choose to run this show here. So here comes the males. So we had initially was the female energy. Now you're going to feel male energy coming through. And they'll help us with our entity work right now. So if you want to look at the photograph, the picture of her, it's actually a drawing. You can actually see her face change. And it's turning more like a male energy. You might feel that right now, and now it's fully activated. For me, the eyes are a little more intense. If you look at the eyes, somehow they look through you. And this is the way you know that they're activated. So Sylvia, the co-host here, you, are you online?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome everybody, and welcome to Monday's show. It's a holiday today. I hope everyone's relaxing and doing very well. And it's really wonderful to have these light beings with us. And you're right, Ron, you just have the feeling that they look right through you. And also that they look with you completely non-judgmentally and complete love energy. And it's just very beautiful to be in that presence and to feel the energy. And as you connect with it in your heart centers, it's just a wonderful feeling. So hope everyone is able to get that up on your monitor screen so you can have that experience. And what healing would you like to do with them today, Ron?
Well, they want to do the entity clearing here, so this will be very quick. So we're going to work with the bottom of your feet, working up your body, and now we're already at the top of our head. So they're actually doing quite a bit of work right now on us. And the energies I can feel very, very strongly flowing through me here. So, and when they do come through, sometimes my voice will change a little bit, or I won't have the exact wordings to say, so the sentence structure may not be exactly right, but they're pretty strong right now coming through. And they're taking energies away from your heart center right now, taking away some heartache, heart pain. They're working now with sore feet, so they're doing many, many types of healings right now on us here, along with the entity work. And let's see here. What else are they doing? They're working now with a rib cage. So this will be interesting for everybody online here. What they'll do is do a reconstruction, in a sense, to the rib cage. Change it slightly if it's been maybe twisted, maybe jarred, maybe a car accident, maybe you had a problem, maybe you were kind of like squished between boxes or something, and your rib cage maybe is not formed properly in this present moment, so they're going to change that for you. And you might just feel some work being done there. When this happens, what you normally feel is that sometimes either people say their breathing actually got like twice as good as what it was before. They can breathe a lot easier. So they're doing this. You might take a deep breath and just see how you feel. Okay. And next we're going to do the a chakra alignment here. So you're going to go to your heart center. Good. Throat. Good. Third eye. Good. Going down to the power. There we go. Second. And first. And we'll do an opening now. I'll use the word spin to open up the chakras here. We'll do body width for everybody. If you wish to have it more, just ask your spirit to have it to go further for you, okay? And normally, if you're in a quiet room, this is okay to do. If it's not, you might have a problem with extra energies coming to you if you're very sensitive. So here we go. We'll work with your heart center first. I'll use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you. Here we can do the mind to heart drop if you wish. That sound okay with you?
That sounds wonderful. I'll just mention briefly before we do that, we had someone typing in on the fast chat. I noticed they were asking if this show was live, and yes, we're live today, so I just wanted to mention that. So back over to you.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to be working, doing this little drop here with your energy. Think of your waking consciousness, the mental body, maybe your ego self, whatever word you want to use there. It's really the thoughts that you have inside of your head, whatever that would be to you or mean to you. We're going to drop that energy down into your heart center so you can be more at peace and be able to connect and talk with your spirit. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is, your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so just relax, sit back, see how your energy is feeling. Maybe do a body scan, and again, you should be in your heart center. If you think a thought, it should come out of your chest area, your heart center, and just enjoy this moment and talk with your spirit. We'll just leave some silence here for you to do this. Okay, so Sylvia, should we do an emotional healing for everyone today?
That sounds very good.
So, just we're going to do, we'll go back a few days here. We'll go back from Saturday to today. And here we go. The clearing for Saturday. So, Saturday's cleared, and Sunday's cleared. And today is cleared. And we're going to do a clearing now for, let's see here. Since it's Memorial Day, we'll do a clearing for spirits here that have people who passed on and where the spirits are still kind of hanging around a little bit before they actually leave the earth plane here. so we'll just do this right now for them here. If you have someone that you know about who passed away, maybe in the last year, and if their spirit is still around here, we'll take away their densities right now, which will help them immensely. Now, I'll remind you, when this is cleared out, these energies may not come to you any longer, okay? So that's the trade-off, is that you're allowing them to have freedom. So here we go. We go down the chakras here. So sixth chakra, just think of this person. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. That should help out the spirit quite a bit to release the densities of their process here. What they do is take on, like we know about emotional bodies of people who passed on. The spirit still hangs on to these energies, too. It has to go through a deprogramming process. So this is done for them right now. So that should help them on their transition. So back to you, Sylvia. We could do an emotional clearing on the emotional body, too, if you want. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, that sounds very good.
Okay, so we'll take their emotional bodies. Remember, there's many bodies that make up the physical body. And once the physical body dies, at that point, these bodies sometimes don't know where to go to, okay? So here we go. Same process here. I don't know how far this is going to go, because the emotional body should go year to year, but we'll just clean out what we can here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared there. What I normally do on this clearing is go back year by year throughout their whole life, just like I do with the people who are living right now, to clean out these densities from that emotional body. But that should help out the energy that could be around you from that person, too. Okay, Sylvia?
All right, well, I'll just ask a question that we have showing on the fast chat right now, which is, when the spirit leaves, then who deprograms it? So I assume that they're asking, how does the spirit heal after the body passes away?
Well, that's a good question. Let me think here. If the typically on the other side is what people normally call it, the area where the spirits go to, that's still connected to the rules of the Galactic Federation here, because we haven't went through our ascension yet. And so who's deprogramming the spirit? Well, if it's related to that energy, it's still going to be caught in the karmic loop here of reincarnation, which are the laws brought down here by the Galactic Federation. And so it's not really a divine type of clearing. It's only a clearing to keep the spirit held captive here for its next reincarnation. But at this point, since the light ship just got activated here, you know, a few years ago, the spirit should be able to leave out of here with a clean slate and not return back to the earth plane like all of its previous forced reincarnations. So I guess the answer to that would be as long as the spirit is not caught up in that energy, then it would be brought back to its home base energy, which is created off of the source energy. Before that time, like everyone probably listening here on the show, you were forced to come back here in this lifetime. Very few people actually come in from way, way far out to come in here to help out. Some people think they come in to do that, but it's just a program that the dark side gives people in this time around. But basically, before that, before the light ship was activated, you would be stuck into the reincarnation loop again, just like you have done, you know, for probably maybe, say, 50,000 years. So I guess I answered that question, I hope, for everyone.
Well, it's wonderful to know that the light ship has, you know, is doing that process so that as people pass on now, they can return to the divine plan of having their free choice and free will of where to go and not be trapped in the earth plane any longer. So let's see what else we have. We have a request for sample healings on the feeling bodies and the sensory bodies.
Okay, so Here we go. Feeling body. So we'll go back since Saturday here. So on Saturday, clearing out your feeling body. So that's cleared. Sunday cleared. And today, Monday cleared. Now we'll do the sensory body. Saturday cleared, Sunday cleared, Monday cleared. There. So I'm doing more of the instantaneous healings now that are quicker without counting down than what I normally do. It's just all the same to me, just that I've been doing the countdowns for a long, long time, and I want to speed it up here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. I'm just looking over the fast chat to see what other questions there might be there. Let's see. We have a request for a thyroid healing. Is that something that we could do?
Yeah, just to put some energy or think about your thyroid. And we'll have the male light beings come to help you. Remember, the healings that they do on the light ship, if you're transported there, are completed 100% because you're fully embodied by your spirit energy. And the densities that cause the problem are not here. So all that's brought up there is your physical body with no baggage. And since the light ship created your body, they can instantly fix you, and then at that point you're fixed on the light ship. But when you come back down here, the densities that are around that were created by the earth spirit to sample the energies here, these energy bodies are not cleared. This is why you have to do the work down here instead of having the light ship do it, because the light ship is not in judgment, and they won't work with these energies because the energies are made to be in judgment so the earth spirit can understand how it's relating to the human race here on the planet. And these energy bodies were created to actually sense these wonderful divine energies, but unfortunately it got kind of sidetracked over all these lives that people have had and all the different bodies down here that it sort of went out of kilter, and now they turn into a bunch of judgment bodies, and that does not go to the light ship. They haven't really been purified by the earth spirit yet. If they were to get purified by the earth spirit, we would not have judgment stored inside of us. But it's up to us now to do that job. The earth spirit is probably overwhelmed with the situation. So here we go. We'll bring in the light beings here, and they'll work with you as much as they can to help release the judgment, which is causing the physical condition. And we're requesting the thyroid healing here. Okay, you may start to feel energy in your thyroid gland here. There we go. I'm also seeing thymus on the fast chat too, Sylvia. Do you see it there too?
Yes, apparently the glands are popular. We've got also pineal glands and pituitary. So, and then someone else requesting all glands. So maybe we can just focus on that area.
Well, then, yeah, what I'd say is just have, request inside of your head or inside of your heart, if you're in your heart center, what you'd like to have worked with right now. And remember, the healing works according to your belief. And the belief is the belief of your ancestors. So how much judgment do they have on any issues that are related to your organs or glands or whatever that's having a problem with, okay? And what do they believe about with, we'll just say, spiritual healing, okay? So this is why people don't heal, too, is because your ancestors' beliefs will not allow you to. Doesn't matter what you believe in this lifetime. You could have, say 1,000 lifetimes plus this one. And so those 1,000 lifetimes can definitely counteract the one that you're in right now. So that's how the healings work. It's how your predisposition is toward healing. And also the charge on the condition that you're having, that you're experiencing. How many lifetimes have you had this problem? And how much healing does it take to maybe heal, say, 100 lifetimes of the same condition? and that's where, you know, the healing aspect is just kind of iffy and gray, a gray area there, because ideally it should happen once instantly with the healing, and it should work 100%, but all these densities and all the energy bodies that get clogged up with this here, sometimes, you know, you could work on 10 different bodies and they could all be in pure divine perfection without judgment, but the 11th body still holds an energy charge to it, which is why the healing doesn't work until that body's, you know, uncovered, we'll say, and worked with. And then also it depends how much you're in your body. You know, like I say, if you're only in your body 20%, the most you can expect is a 20% healing, because that's your spirit's a conduit for healing. So there's a whole lot to why people don't heal, and that's probably the main reasons why we don't here. Plus, we have entities, and the entities will gladly take that spiritual energy because they live on it. So this is why you want to stay fully in your body, keep bringing yourself into your body so that you can work on yourself enough to become more conscious. And I think on one of the other shows, I think Jim mentioned on the fast chat something about if we're out of judgment, then we can be like a master, and that is correct, yeah. You remember what he stated on that? Maybe you could retype it in.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, that if all of our judgments were cleared, then we would be like the masters ourselves.
Yep, uh-huh.
We all come from the same source energy and have those divine energies in us, so... let's see, we had a request for activating some water for the skin. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, maybe doing a special conference call for this type of water, too, in the future here, but we'll do it right now here. So if everybody would like to get a glass of water, maybe we'll do that in about 5 minutes here. Give you some time to get a glass of water. So this will be just for your skin. Typically, 8 ounces is plenty, and it'll work for today and tomorrow, so you don't want to hoard it. You don't want to add extra water to it. That doesn't really work too easily by trying to make extra water with it. You could put it in your bath water, though, if you wish, but you want to just take it the way they give it to you.
So the idea is not to drink it, but to use it for just externally over the next couple of days?
Okay, so it feels pretty good to me. So take the glass of water and just hold it between your hands, and we'll see what, we'll have the males charge it up for you since they're coming through the light beam on your screen. And here we go, it's starting right now. And again, this water is designed for your skin. You can put it on rashes, maybe on blemishes, if you want to use that term. Maybe scars on your body. Maybe you might have a sunburn right now. I have people mention that they've had maybe like moles or warts. They put it on that, and it seemed to help have them fall off in a sense or dissipate in size. So a lot of different things have happened here. And when I use it, it just seems to like soak in and or evaporate fairly quickly. That's my experience here. And it does make your skin feel softer. How about you, Sylvia?
Well, it does seem very soothing also. You know, when your skin gets dry or, sore from dryness or that kind of thing, then to me it's very soothing, and it kind of helps to re-moisturize it. It feels very good.
Okay, so this is completed now, so just take your water if you wish, and a lot of people put it in a little spray bottle, but if not, just you put some in one of your hands, cup your hand and put some water in it, and just put it maybe on your skin a little bit and see how it works. And anything else here on the fast chat, Sylvia?
Well, we have a question that actually brings up some interesting topics. And the question is, do you have a karma clearing, or is that what the centuries clearing that you do takes care of?
Okay. Well, the sensory clearing clears out the emotions, and I guess that could be called karma in a sense, okay, of your past lives that you lived here. So it's much like the emotional clearing that I do, you know, for this lifetime for people. So typically that would be like a past life clearing. So as far as karma, I guess the question would be next, if you have this clearing, are those people going to drop out of my life because I got rid of the karma from those people? Well, that depends on your soul family agreement, okay? You're still locked into your soul family here. You haven't got out of that yet. So in one sense, it would clear the karma, but if you're still running the program, and I'll use that word, I'll repeat that, if you're still running the dark side program of reincarnation, which is going to your soul family each time the body dies and your spirit leaves and it goes back to your soul family and gets cleaned out like we talked about earlier. Remember, the dark side doesn't need your energy if you can't be in wholeness. You see, they don't want a wounded spirit down here. They want to be able to get as much energy off you continuously throughout each lifetime. And so that's why they kind of dust you off and, you know, give you like some kind of rah-rahs up there, and then you come back down again, okay? This is all the dark side encoding, just much like your horoscope and your astrological chart, okay? This is all stuff from the dark side that was brought to us here, thanks to our space brothers, you know, our UFO buddies here, the Galactic Federation, okay? So what happens is when you get out of your soul family, I have a session just for that. It's called the 4-in-1. And in order to do that that session, to get out of your soul family, you must have an emotional clearing, a mental clearing, and a sensory clearing. Other clearings definitely help too. I would say probably a parallel life and a planetary clearing. But after you have those, then you can do the 4-in-1, because then you can integrate with your twin flame energy also. And at that point, you're no longer locked into the reincarnation cycle loop here. And once the ascension time comes, that's going to be disbanded anyway, and it won't even exist. But what happens is, if you wait until the ascension time to have this clearing done to you, you're still running energies of forced spiritual contracts and agreements. I remember talking to people years ago, and they'd bring up the topic, well, this happened to you because you had a spiritual agreement with someone else. And, you know, when I heard that, I go, well, that sounds like a big crock. You know, why would my spirit want to cause my physical body harm, okay? And nobody had an answer for that question, okay? So the main thing is that the dark side, you know, wants to get your energy, and your spirit then is controlled to make agreements to some other spirit, which is in a different body, to set someone up to have a normally a negative experience, which will cause trauma, and maybe even losing or breaking an arm or something like that. And that's because you have spiritual contracts and agreements which you don't want to have. So, yes, I can take you out of that process. That's one of the clearings that I do. But the sensory one would, in a sense, eliminate a lot of that, but you're still stuck in the loop because you're not taken out of your soul family here. So I do a clearing for that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So along that same line, we have a question about is karma an illusion? Well, I think you kind of explained that it was kind of not part of the divine plan. It was something that was kind of instilled here by the Galactic Federation or people in the Galactic Federation to keep people kind of having the idea that they needed to stay here and keep working through their stuff. Is that pretty accurate of an explanation?
Yeah, and the stuff is to help the body get cleaned out, and then you also have negative things that happen to, you know, everything anyway. You know, everybody who comes down here has typically a pretty, you know, sad lifetime here. But, yeah, that would be correct. And unless you don't make any contracts, in your soul family, which I haven't heard of anybody not doing that yet. You still have the contracts here because you were born still under mind control. Remember, you have your natal chart. And so you're still being controlled from the get-go before you came in here as to how the dark side is choosing to use your spirit and your spiritual energy for its own particular, you know, will of what it wants to do with you, how it wants to control you, and how it wants to take away your spiritual energy from you. This is why the ascension time comes every 2,000 years to get rid of this stuff. But it's still up to you to, you know, in this lifetime, since you're still living it, you know, a lot of people, New Age people, they say, well, gee, you know, I can't wait for the ascension time to come so I can leave here and everything else. Well, what's happening before that time, you know? You know, to do the work and get yourself out of the situation and get yourself freed up so you can live a peaceful life. You know, don't look for tomorrow because, you know, you're living in the moment, you know, each moment. And there's a lot of moments there when you can choose to have a much better life by changing your concept and getting out of the dark side's energy. And that's what I'm here to help people with, is to get more empowered with your own spirit. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop for people, which you can do yourself, which I hope everybody listening is doing that daily, so you are connected more to who you are. And that's your own spirit. And get out of the mind energy. The mind energy is the trap. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. You know, it's such a blessing to have the Lightship's help. We're all responsible for doing that work ourselves and getting ourselves cleared up and out of the darkness energy and into the light and basically, you know, getting back to our own divinity. But it's sure wonderful to have the Lightship's assistance with that, because sometimes we need that assistance, so it's wonderful to have it. And what are some of the simplest ways that people can work with the Lightship in addition to this radio program if they want to, you know, do a little bit more work on themselves?
Well, the first program that I have for people is, you know, the emotional clearing. And that's the most important clearing you can ever have in your life, because if you only have that done and only work with me one time in your life, that clears away your baggage in this lifetime. And most people with this emotional clearing feel freed up. They tend to live more in the moment. And when you're in the moment, remember, what you're doing is you're recycling, kind of like on your plate in front of you, the food on your plate, this energy is all of your past. And your body, because it wants to heal itself, will keep recycling this negative energy or situations or conditions. So once you have that clearing, then you're living more in the moment, and you're freed up of the past and maybe even people in your life. And the next clearing, if you don't relate to the emotions too much, then I recommend having the feeling body. So what I'll do now is a feeling body clearing. We did the emotional one for the last couple of days, and now I'll do a feeling body. And what I tell people is I do many, many types of clearings, and not everybody, you know, needs all of them. You know, so if you feel like you resonate with that clearing or you felt energy leave you, then you probably would need it, okay? So here we go. This is for the last, from Saturday. This is the feeling body clearing, so it's cleared. And Sunday cleared, and today cleared. So if you feel any energy moving in your body, maybe tingles or warmth, then that means that you collected something, and you live in that realm. For most people, the emotional clearing is like the piece of cake for them. You know, it's wonderful. They love it. And for a few people, when I do their feeling body, they go, man, this is like the great icing on it, you know. It added a little more to it, but now I feel just wonderful. And I'll do a mental body clearing right now for people. And some people live in their heads a lot. So here we go. This is from Saturday. So Saturday cleared, Sunday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. On the fast chat, we have a request, or a couple requests, for some type of relationship healing with men and women. So I don't know if that's something we can do now, but over to you.
Boy. I don't know what to do with that one because it's just so involved. I can do a basic one, but, you know, if you have that, you'd probably want to have your whole life done. So we'll just do it from Saturday. We'll just clear away energies. You know, that could be the reason why I'm talking this way. See, an energy which is connected to people could be cordings. You could have anger. So there's many, many venues, different headings of clearings that I could do for you. I'm just trying to do one blanket healing for relationship, it's very, very difficult because it's not going to reach probably what you need. But we'll just do one just for a clearing for women who hate men and men who hate women, okay? So that's a pretty rough one here. And here we go. And it could be different variations of this intensity. So here we go. Saturday cleared. This is for the women, and maybe women to women, women to men, okay? So Saturday cleared, Sunday cleared, Monday cleared. And now I'll do it for the men. So men to men and men to women, okay? Saturday cleared, Sunday cleared, and Monday cleared there. And I saw something about Jesus maybe coming to the light being or something.
Yes, we had a request for the energy of Jesus and also the M&M energy, which is...
Yeah, Melchizedek and Metatron. Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's put in the M&Ms first here, okay?
Okay.
So let's kind of watch the light being here. And we'll first bring in Metatron. I guess we could do the three M's, Michael, Metatron, and but we'll just do the first two, okay? This is Metatron coming. Okay, here's his energy. Feels wonderful. And now we'll do Melchizedek coming through. Okay, and now we'll do Michael. M, M, and M. There we go, coming through. Great. That feels good to me. So let's give you a little bit of silence here so you can experience these three different energies. And just open your heart up, and we'll see you back in about a half minute. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Should we bring in Jesus now?
Yes, that would be wonderful. I'm sure everyone would love that.
Here we go. Here comes Jesus here. And we'll bring him in at the age of 7. Okay, and here comes his energy. Coming in. Okay, feels very... very, very soft. Okay. And back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was wonderful. So, hope all of you are experiencing those energies and having, maybe actually we can just give people a minute to sit with that energy and, you know, go within, connect in your heart center and ask for guidance and just spend a minute there with that.
Okay, so see you back in about a minute. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, so I thought we could talk just a little bit about, you know, what you were mentioning earlier when we had that request for the relationship clearing about how that can entail so many different things, because that seems to be kind of the biggie or one of the most, you know, the biggest areas of concern for people as they go out through their lifetime, you know, relationships with, you know, either family members or loved ones of some kind. And it seems like when we have issues from the past, that they keep kind of showing up in a repetitious way. Like if you notice you always attract the same kind of mate or partner, or the same type of boss or whatever, and sometimes it can be kind of an unhealthy relationship, but we keep it, you know, getting that same kind over and over again in a different situation. So is that something that mainly gets addressed with your clearings, like the emotional clearing and so on, so that people can get freed up from those patterns of relationships that are so easy to fall into?
Yeah, as a general rule, that emotional clearing will take care of that for you. Plus, what it's designed for is to put you more into the moment, to get rid of your past, which is what you've been working on this whole lifetime. Remember, once the issue comes forward in you from your spirit, bringing it out of your body, because your body first wants to heal something. Remember, you're full of judgment from your ancestors. And then your spirit will help and bring the energy out. And it's sort of like transmitted like in your psychic billboard around you that you need to have this experience to release the energy, because you never got it initially. This is why we keep having things occurring over and over again, and the intensity increases each time the occurrence comes forward and gets remanifested. So initially, it probably was outside of yourself, and naturally you didn't catch the clues because you weren't conscious enough to do that. And then as time goes on, as you get older and older, and maybe you turn, say, 50 or 60 years of age, and, you know, you start having problems with your joints or, you know, physical conditions, that's because you never took care of it when you were at the age of 10. So it's taken maybe 40, 50 years to manifest this problem. And it gets rougher and rougher. So once you have that clearing done, it puts you back into that state of when you first initially had that issue that your body wanted to heal come up. And then at that point, it's released from you. And then the next thing is how much damage was done to your body from you not taking on those clues of what you wanted to have released. And if it, you know, if you are in, you know, a sad situation of a lot of pain or something is really manifested in you, well, the driving charge behind that's released, so now you can heal. Otherwise, it'll just get more, you know, a lot more worse. And if you're lucky, you know, you're going to be able to actually come out of what your situation was and have a healing. If for some reason your body chills because of a condition that you had after trying to get a hold of your consciousness maybe a couple thousand times, we'll say, and you had, say, an awful car wreck, and you have something that was deformed in your body or something, or broken or crushed, then, you know, that's already, you know, there, and you probably can't deal with it and have a complete healing on it because of the, you know, what happened here physically. But it could have a lot of the energy taken away from it. I'm not saying that you couldn't have a disc that got regenerated, you know, renewed again, you know, because that does happen. But some things, you know, if you have a missing body part, that's a lot harder to remanifest, at least right now as I'm speaking, as it would have been, you know, maybe 20 years ago before that accident actually happened to you. So what happens is you want to have these clearings done so that you can live a much more maybe youthful life, because as each day goes on, the stuff that's around you that you've been carrying gets activated, and it's like, you know, you're like a walking time bomb. What's going to happen next to you? So that's kind of what this clearing does, is take these traumas away from you because they're healed and put back into balance again. And we don't have the technology on the earth plane to do that. There are therapies out there that can address them, but they're not instantaneous, and they don't go all the way back into your spiritual blueprints, because the light chip is the only place that has those blueprints. They can work on conditions and work on what they see physically here, but as far as going in a really great depth of healing, it's not possible. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have a request for green energy, so maybe we can bring in some of the different color light frequencies for people to experience from the light ship.
Okay, so we'll bring in a green energy here. It'll come in through the light beams on your screen here. And here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it in for some people there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And just stay with this energy. It's all around you right now. And we'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, Sylvia, how was that energy for you?
It feels great. It feels actually very nurturing for me and very energizing. It's wonderful. Let's see, how about golden energy?
Okay, so here it comes.
Okay.
So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, just sit back and relax and feel the wonderful energy coming into your body right now. Okay, Sylvia.
Oh, that was wonderful. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the things that we do on the conference calls? I'm just thinking these color energies and so on, they're so wonderful to experience in the brief moments that we do on the radio program. But on the conference calls that you have, you know, they're more thorough, or you get to spend more time with those energies, and people might like to know more about that.
Yeah, on the one-hour calls that we have on Mondays and Fridays, we go through different rooms in the light ship, different types of healings, different energies of healing. Boy, I could probably talk quite a while on this here. The four-hour one that we just got through doing last Saturday was wonderful. So if you haven't ever been on these calls, and you're interested in your spirituality, spiritual growth, being connected more with yourself, but this is the way to do that. They're all just very wonderful calls. You're dealing with the creation energy that created you. In fact, we'll bring in one of the 12 energies right now through the light beam here, if you wish. So we'll bring in one at a time here. So here comes number one energy. coming in. Remember, there's 12 energies that created the universe, and this is the first one coming through. Wonderful. Okay, and now we'll go to number 2 energy. Okay. And number 3 energy. Okay, and number 4. And number 5. And number 6. And number 7. And number 8. Okay, and number 9. Okay, and number 10. And number 11. Okay, and number 12. Okay, just sit back and kind of enjoy these wonderful energies here. And it'll give you a little time to experience all of them. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we're almost out of time. So, I just wanted to mention also that when you get a chance to go on these conference calls, and, you know, the more often you get an opportunity to go to the light ship and spend time with these divine energies and masters and light beings and saints and angels and all the wonderful beings there, you know, it's kind of like the saying where, you know, the people that you hang out with or spend time with, you end up, you know, being like that kind of, resonance or vibration rubs off on you and you start to resonate with it. So it's just wonderful to have that experience, to go to the light ship and to be in that environment. And so you can feel what that feels like, because I think when we're immersed in the densities that we are sitting in on the earth plane so often, it kind of seems like that's the way life is. But then when you get a chance to get out of that and to experience a different vibration and a different way of living, then you realize that you can be like that also, and you can change more easily that way. So it's another benefit of going there. So just wanted to mention that, because it's just so wonderful being in their divine presence. So I guess we have just about 30 seconds left. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll just say blessings to all of you here, and had to get ready for our Monday conference call, and so we'll be seeing you also on BBS if you wish to tune in on this coming Wednesday, and it would be at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So anyway, blessings to all of you, and if you want to get on our email list, you can. Just scroll down to the bottom of the screen that you're on now. And if you had a healing today you'd like to talk about, the section there for testimonials also, and I love reading those testimonials. So just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. See you Wednesday.